These are some possible responses to each of the questions in the text. Keep in mind, these are not the only answers or solutions to these questions, so feel free to go out and find your own. Possible answer to question 1. High-throughput screening takes standard biotechnological and drug development techniques and automates and miniaturizes them. This allows more compounds to be screened for potential hits in a shorter amount of time, which allows a sped-up drug discovery process. Potential answer to question 2. One key difference is simply the focus of the two types of screens. Phenotypic screens focus on the overall morphology of a cell or an organism and how it changes when exposed to compounds, while a target-based screen looks first at the protein affinities of different compounds. Additionally, while target-based screens try to answer existing hypotheses, phenotypic screens are not so restricted and can be used to identify new biological interactions. And finally, a potential answer to question 3. In general, the reason the switch has occurred is due to a switch of philosophies among drug development and biotechnology researchers. Improvements in genomic technologies and methodologies in the 1980s, 1990s, and early 2000s made target screens more popular, because it was easier to identify a protein of interest and therefore create a hypothesis about the cause of an illness or condition. However, recently, meta-research has begun to show that these screens are not as much more effective as originally thought. And due to this, the primary philosophy among many of those researchers has begun to be that because of the more in-depth understanding of all the biology involved with many complicated conditions that can be gained by phenotypic screens, that this type of screen is now the way to go.